I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to fright me if they could. But I will not stir from this place, do what they can. I will walk up and down here, and I will sing, that they shall hear I am not afraid. The wassail cock so black of hue, with orange tawny bill. The throstle with his note so true, the wren with little quill. What angel wakes me from my flowery bed? The finch, the sparrow, and the lark, the plainsong cuckoo gray, whose note full many a man doth mark, and dares not answer nay. For indeed, who would set his wit to so foolish a bird? Who would give the bird the lie, though he cry, cuckoo, never so? I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again. Mine ear is much enamored of thy note, so is mine eye enthralled to thy shape, and thy fair virtue's force perforce doth move me on the first view to say, to swear, I love thee.
Methinks, mistress, you should have little reason for that. And yet, to say the truth, reason and love keep little company together nowadays.
Thou art wise as thou art beautiful. Not so, neither. But if I had wit enough to get out of this wood, I have enough to serve mine own turn. Out of this wood do not desire to go. Thou shalt remain here whether thou wilt or no. And I do love thee. Therefore, go with me. I'll give thee fairies to attend on thee, and they shall fetch thee jewels from the deep, and sing while thou on crescent flowers dost sleep. And I will purge thy mortal grossness so that thou shalt like an airy spirit go. Peas blossom, ready, cobweb, and I, moth, and I, and mustard seed, and I, where shall we go? Be kind and courteous to this gentleman. Feed him with apricocks and dewberries, with purple grapes, green figs, and mulberries, and pluck the wings from the painted butterflies to fan the moonbeams from his sleeping eyes. Nod to him, elves, and do him courtesies. Hail, mortal! Hail! 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 Come, wait upon him. Lead him to my bower. The moon, methinks, looks with a watery eye, and when she weeps, weeps every little flower, lamenting some enforced chastity. Tie up my lover's tongue, bring him silently.